The mood at South Harbor is frantic as fishermen put the finishing touches on their boats before heading out for the season. Tuning out the noise of a soldering iron in the background, Stuart Meeks talks excitedly about the summer.
Prediction's good. It's supposed to be a really good run of fish, and the price for all the fish were really good. Never seen prices like it before. Back in like when I was 15, 16, I think dogs were 33 cents a pound, and this year they're predicting like a dollar a pound for dogs, and so it's quite a big difference. Just makes some pretty good money this summer. I got high hopes.
Meek says the same boat he crews, the Harvester, is hoping to catch at least 1 million pounds of salmon this summer, mostly chums and pinks. Meeks hopes that will translate into a sizable crew share.
In the past, you know, most fishermen average 20 to 30 grand, crew share. But this year, I don't know, it might be quite a bit more, 50, 60, but we're hoping.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has predicted an above-average southeast harvest of 55 million pink salmon this year. They're also predicting above-average harvests for sockeye, chum, and coho throughout the state, but slightly below average for Chinook. Tyson Fick, Communications Director at the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, or ASME, says that despite high prices, a number of factors could reduce the profit margin.
There's supposed to be a lot of fish this year, and that's going to have a downward pressure on the price. The commodity price is likely to go down as Chile comes back online, as Norway keeps producing more and more salmon. So, and then the price of oil, what it costs to go catch fish, what it costs to produce, to process fish, all are factors.
On the docks, the rising cost of fuel means more business for Jim Edson, who skippers the Kuprinoff, an Icicle Seafoods tender.
You know, the fuel prices are getting to where it's high enough that they're going to change people's behaviors instead of running to town for, they get a little extra money if they deliver in town, but everybody's got it calculated out to how many pounds they need to make it worthwhile running to town or not. So if the fishing's big, they'll probably still be running to town if they got a boat full, but if they just got a little dab and there's going to be a day off or 2 days off, they'll probably deliver on the grounds.
Saner Stuart Meek says delivering to the docks could bring his boat an additional 3 cents per pound, which translates to nearly $30,000 on 1 million pounds of fish. Even that might not be enough incentive.
We were pretty worried about diesel going up to $5 or whatever. And if it does that, you know, we probably won't be coming home as much and be hanging out on the grounds a lot more.
While fuel expenses will likely make a dent in a fisherman's profits, strong demand and a weak U.S. dollar are driving salmon prices up. Gunnar Knapp, an economist with the Institute of Social and Economic Research at the University of Alaska Anchorage, says demand for Alaska salmon has increased steadily in recent years, both domestically and internationally, and may be even higher this year. Alaska's largest seafood buyer is Japan, where a March earthquake and tsunami affected cold storage facilities, processors, and fishermen. Knapp says Japan may turn to Alaska for supply.
The situation with the Japanese tsunami, which ended up on the salmon side probably not being a negative factor, as a lot of people, including myself, had originally feared, but may be a positive factor in the sense that it probably is going to hurt the Japanese chum salmon production, and so they'll be looking for other places to buy chum salmon from and chum salmon roe. And it also apparently destroyed a fair amount of frozen salmon in inventory that they needed to sort of buy again, salmon that had already been bought because it had been destroyed, and that helped demand. And so you've got the maybe counterintuitive effect of this terrible tragedy in Japan actually probably helping Japanese demand to buy wild Alaska salmon here in the short term.
McDowell Group seafood analyst Andy Wink is less confident. He says the emotional nature of the disaster might inspire nationalism among Japanese consumers, resulting in weaker demand for Alaska products. On the other hand, ASME's Tyson Fick says a strong yen is likely good for Alaska fishermen.
When the yen is strong in comparison to the dollar, Alaska American exports look better. they have more purchasing power. When the dollar is weak, you know, we think, oh, well, that's bad for the economy, but it actually really helps the export sector, of which a whole bunch of Alaska seafood is exported, something in the neighborhood of 25% of which goes to Japan. So if the yen is strong, then they have more buying power, more likely to purchase Alaskan products.
Fishermen's confidence in the strength of the salmon market is being reflected in permit pricing. So far this year, Southeast gillnet permits are up almost 30% over last year, and seine permits more than 40%. As skipper Mark Roberts says, fishermen are feeling positive about the upcoming season.
The way the rumors are going around, we'll see if they come true or not. The way everybody's talking, if you don't break down this year, I think you're going to have a good season.
Processors are optimistic, too. Icicle Seafoods, the largest processor in Petersburg, modified its plant this winter to increase the volume of fish it can freeze. Another of Petersburg's large processors, Ocean Beauty, is reopening its cannery this year. The plant was shuttered last summer because of a weak run. Processor representatives did not return calls for comment on the season outlook. In Petersburg, I'm Esme Joyce.